What happens at the U.S. Labor Department is very important when it comes to Ohio, says Hannah Halbert with the liberal-leaning Policy Matters Ohio.
The state's Wage and Hour Enforcement Division has 6 investigators covering the entire state of Ohio, and we're one of the most poorly staffed divisions in the nation.
The Ohio AFL-CIO was opposed to the nomination as Secretary of Labor Andrew Puzder, the CEO of Carl's Jr. and Hardee's fast food restaurants. Exit polls show many Ohio union members voted for Donald Trump on issues related to trade, but the group says its members are very concerned about minimum wage and workplace rights. Karen Kassler at the Ohio Public Radio Statehouse News Bureau.